time for more of the Common Sense Psychic here on Talk Zone, featuring your host, Phyllis King.
Hello, hello. I'm back, and this is Phyllis King, and I am indeed your Common Sense Psychic. Yes, welcome back to the program. And let's see, I'm just getting emails flooded in, which I love. It's fantastic. You know, this is internet, so what the heck. But feel free to call, too. I love to hear voices, not psychic voices, of course, your voice, 888-463-6748 or 888-GO-FOR-IT. And I had a quick email from Kat in San Leandro saying, where is your diaries? Is it on your website? I didn't see it. Well, yes, it is on my website. The article she's referring to, I spoke about it earlier in the program, just got published on selfgrowth.com, and it's called Diaries of a Reluctant Psychic, and it is on my website. So I think it's under articles. Imagine that. Okay, so there you go. So we were going over, before the break, this wonderful email I received from Jennifer in Vancouver, and she was basically asking about, you know, can't we just respect each other? Kind of like, you know, isn't that just a given? Because obviously she's more advanced and she gets it. And why is it so important to be right? What is that? Well, what is the energy of having to be right? Well, you know, it's really about fear and control. It's like, because if you're right, then you can control something and you are in the power position. And it's really an illusion that you're in the power position, but it has that temporary fix, that temporary feel that, yes, indeed, you're in control and you have the power. And so I think that's really how that whole have to be right thing comes from. And, you know, and I think we forget, we're so trained because we're in this ego-driven society and it's everything's got to fight for what you want and got to, you know, scrap your way to the top, claw in, and, you know, if you don't get your spot, somebody else is going to get it. We have that whole mentality that has become a habit in our culture about fighting our way rather than being compassionate and giving. Granted, some of that energy is really productive for creating things and getting things done and being innovative. But in relationships and in managing progress socially or globally, it really doesn't work. The process is really more about having compassion and giving as much as you can and finding a way to let things happen in their own way, that we don't have to control things, that we don't have to be right all the time, that we just have to be in sync with our own process, our own life, and things will unfold in the way they need to unfold. And there's a trust there. And sometimes it's difficult to have that trust unless you have that relationship with Source or some type of a consciousness, God, whatever, that lets you know you're not doing it alone. And there is something else going on besides just your world and your life. Your world meaning self. So, great question, Jennifer, and I appreciate it. Oh, Kristen, you're a caller. Yahoo! Good morning. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you for taking my call.
I am happy you called. What can I help you with today?
Yeah, so I recently graduated from college, well, last year.
And congratulations.
Thank you. And I know what I'm passionate about and what I want to do, but just getting there by means of grad school seems to be a bit more challenging than I thought. And I'm just really unsure about what I should be doing, where I should be focusing, and if I'm doing the right thing or, you know, when I should proceed, essentially.
Okay, tell me your top two or three your top two picks.
Oh, for grad school?
For grad school and what you're trying to accomplish.
Oh, well, I don't know, just at this point I was thinking wherever I could get in, but...
Well, that works. Well, I know, what area is your interest? Are you interested, is this like veterinary? I'm getting some type of animal stuff, but what are you interested in?
Sociology and social psychology.
Oh, okay. Well, so you're not interested in animals?
No.
Okay, well, I don't know what all the animal stuff is around you, but all this energy is saying to me, animals, animals, animals. So I don't know what that will be for you at some point in your life or not. you know, there's certainly a lot out there for you in the field of sociology, but it's so broad. There's so much to it. It's almost like you may have to just go, like you said, I think that what you've decided, wherever, whoever will take me, maybe you'll get more than one acceptance, that might just be the way to go, because you're going to be in a process for a number of years, I think, before you're going to really narrow it down for yourself. So it'll be good for you to take a certain path, like say you decide you want to be a social worker or a therapist, or, you know, some way that you want to use therapy or, you know, social work as a vehicle, something to just start getting it out of you, because this is sort of an alignment with you. You're someone who's going to give. You're someone who's going to reach out to others and help lift them up. And you just don't know what that looks like, and that's not, doesn't have to be a problem. It doesn't have to mean that there's something wrong with what's happening with you. You've been through a lot. You've taken on a lot. You just graduated last year. That's, you know, it's a lot to do. And part of you is just kind of wanting a little downtime, some of the space. And the space in between is really important because that's when we can get insight and we can get information about what the right choices are. But I think you're making them anyhow. And just wherever you get accepted, whatever feels the best to you will probably be fine for you. And then it'll start to take shape in a slow way. But I have a sense that you're someone who's going to morph and change a couple times throughout your career. So what you decide you want to do in the next 3 years, and you might do it passionately for a while, will change into something else. You're just one of those people. You're going to continue to grow and evolve, and life will look different, and you'll want to take on different challenges. So, you know, you sort of have to start becoming content with having these 3 or 4 year cycles, which feel okay to you, and then you morph into something else.
Okay.
All right.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you for the call.
Okay, bye.
Okay, let's see. Let me go back to, I better check my emails. They've been coming in like crazy. I don't want to miss one. Okay, let's see. We have, let's look at this one. Excuse me, I'm rattling through my papers here. Oh, okay. Oh, my goodness. Good heavens. Okay. Bunch of questions here. All right. Let's go to Anne's question here in, I think this is Berkeley. I'm not sure. She has written a beautiful email. My goodness. You guys aren't much for calling, but you're in for doing fantastic emails. Okay. Now, I can't read this whole email because it's like 5.5 paragraphs, but it looks like the essence of her question has to do with she has been in you know, regular 9-to-5 jobs that really didn't suit her well for, you know, it just felt really spiritually depleting that she wasn't getting what she needed to it. And she has her own spiritual practice, which she has been trying to build up for a number of years. And she tried to align herself with a group of folks, but she doesn't feel enough support from them. And she does have a part-time job that's involved with spiritual work, and it's helping her a lot. But she's starting to feel a little bit down about it and wondering exactly how to make it all work, and is she failing, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. This is such a common scenario I see in my practice, where incredibly talented people get hung up on the external. And if the external isn't mirroring back what we think it should be, then we invalidate our experience. You know, we invalidate all the fabulous work that we've been doing. And in this particular situation, Anne, when I'm looking at your energy, I'm noticing that you really just need to do one or two things differently. One, my sense is you really need to disalign with this one group that you've been working with, and have that be a very minimal space in your life, because everyone there appears to be really involved in their own process, and they're not getting that you have a process that's important to you, and it's not really meant for support. Everyone's trying to advance their own agenda, and there's nothing wrong with that, but I think you do need to have more of an environment where you can really shine, and people can validate you for shining on the level that you can. Now, it's certainly, when you hit that energy of failure, the energy of failure is really about, okay, I need to redirect. I've come to the end of this set of goals and paths. I need to do something different now. So when you have that feeling, just recognize it's the time to regroup and look at something different. And something is telling me in your energy, Anne, that you need to take on a little bit different strategy in how you're selling yourself. And this is a process of selling yourself. Selling doesn't have to be an ugly or a bad word. It's more about how you present yourself in a way that's palatable to the average person, the mainstream, if you will, or even the spiritual community. And it looks like you might need a specific tool, whether that's that you need a book. Maybe you have a book in you yet to write. Maybe you need a CD. Maybe you need some type of a special technique that you do that is just yours. But you need something for people to grab onto so they can identify who you are and what you do. So that's what I'm saying on your career effort. You are certainly not failing. And, you know, big breaks come after a lot of small input to your creative process and to your business and to everything you're doing. There may not ever be a quote, end quote, big break. I mean, you hear these success stories of people, you know, especially in the music business, and I always use these analogies because I was in the music business, but all of a sudden someone's up there getting a Grammy and saying, yeah, well, I've been at it for 24 years. Thanks a lot for my overnight success. So it's really about enjoy what you do. If you're feeling stagnated, i.e. or a failure, look for a new way to inspire yourself. Go learn something new or identify a technique for yourself that makes you inspired about what you're doing. And then try and go back out, align with some new people who are more energetic like you, and see what that does for you. But, you know, it's a fabulous question, and I'm sure a lot of people can relate to you. And, you know, there's nothing wrong also in the process with, you know, having some type of job that's to pay the bills. Because I can remember, here I go back with the music analogy, but I never wanted to pay my living with music. And, you know, because music was precious to me. It was a huge way to express myself, and I loved it. And so I never wanted to pay my bills with it, and I paid my bills in other ways, and I got incredible experience doing other things, and I could thoroughly enjoy my musical space, if you would, not worrying about if anybody liked it or didn't like it. I made it for me. So make your spiritual practice for you, make your spiritual business for you, and go from there, and then let me know how you're doing, because you're in a process that's not going to be answered by one question. Oh, good heavens. Emails galore. 5 minutes to break. I'm reading my notes here. Okay. Let me answer this question from Monica, and I'm not sure where you're calling from, but thank you very much. My husband and I are on visas to be able to work in the U.S. We applied for a green card several years ago. I'd like to know if it's going to be approved soon. With that document, we don't need to renew the visas anymore, and we will be allowed. And will we be allowed to live in the U.S. permanently? Okay, let me look at Monica's energy about her visas. Boy, I guess soon is a relative term. And I would suggest that you sort of check in on it if you have that ability, be continuing to slow that up. It doesn't appear that it's going to come through before May of next year. But it does look like it will get done. And but it also looks to me like there's going to be some type of a renewal process down the road. So the second part of your question, will that document that we won't need to renew visas anymore? It looks like a two-step process to me. So A, I'd follow up on it if you could and find out what the problem is now, because it looks like there's something in the way. But it looks like it will come through by May. And then in another year to 2 years, it looks like something else is coming up, and that will be the final point when you don't have to worry about it anymore. So best of luck to you, Monica. Keep me posted on what's happening. And thank you very much for the email. I appreciate it. Okay, let's see. Okay, we have a question from Elizabeth. And again, she does not say where she's from. Does your book, Walk a Person, How to Turn Off the Negative Thoughts and Habitual Negative Comments that so easily pop into your head or come out of your mouth? I'm trying to work on being more positive in my life, but find that negativism or sarcasm comes so easily and it feels so bad when you cast it out to other people. This is a constant battle for me. Oh, my goodness gracious, what a question. That's a fantastic question and one that reeks of sincerity and honesty. And, you know, my heart goes out to you because I can really see what this does to you as a person and how painful this is to you. And I think it's even more painful to you than it is to the people that that on the receiving end. There's a couple of ways, and yes, in my book I talk about, I call it habit thought patterns. And often we create these patterns, these thought patterns, as a means of dealing with some type of situation in our lives. For whatever reason, we create certain patterns that serve us at one point, and then they continue for another long after the service of this particular pattern doesn't work anymore. And perhaps you needed this as some type of a defense mechanism or something of that nature. And you know what? I'm going to finish this question after a break I need to take here, because there's a lot of good stuff in here that I think many of you can benefit from. And I don't want to rush through this. So let me just do a quick little business before we take another break. My YouTube video, of course, is up on YouTube.com. And there I am in living color doing my thing, a little short video. And my talented husband, composer, and his writing partner did some tasty little music clips on there for you. You can enjoy that. And if you'd like to get your call answered on the air, well, I'm here for another 15, 20 minutes. It's 888. Go for it. And then, of course, my guest next week, I want to remind you, will be the fabulous Danyon Brinkley. He's one of my heroes, and I'm just personally looking forward to it a lot. So let's take a quick break, and I have Amy hanging on the line waiting for some information, and I'll look forward to that. So enjoy the sponsor, and I'll be back shortly. If you're interested, as I am, in keeping up with the most current information about all things psychic, then you have to pick up a copy of the Psychic Reader magazine. Deja Vu Publishing has been producing this prominent publication in the San Francisco Bay Area and beyond California for over 32 years. The Psychic Reader magazine is a bi-monthly metaphysical publication dedicated to providing the most reliable information about clairvoyance, alternative healing, and personal well-being. It contains interviews, book reviews, and articles from the pioneers and leaders in the metaphysical community. You can read and learn how being psychic can benefit you. To subscribe or to get a free media kit, call Roseanne at 1-800-433-5288, extension 117, or email her at ads@dejavupublishing.com. Visit dejavupublishing.com today, or call Roseanne at 1-800-433-5288, extension 117.